From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Two Americans have won the Nobel Prize for Economics. They include Eleanor Ostrom of Indiana University, the first woman ever to receive the prize. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Ostrom will share the award with Oliver Williamson of the University of California at Berkeley. The Academy said economic research has traditionally focused on markets, but Ostrom and Williamson had advanced the understanding of how economic transactions are carried out by firms, corporations, and agencies. Williamson was cited for developing a theory on conflict resolution at corporations. Ostrom has studied the way users manage common property like fisheries and forests. The Academy said she had challenged conventional wisdom that common property was poorly managed and either had to be regulated or privatized. The Nobel Prize for Economics comes with a cash award of $1.4 million, which will be shared by the two winners. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Another attack has shaken Pakistan. This time a massive explosion near the Swat Valley has claimed the lives of at least 41 people. The attacker targeted a crowded market. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The suicide bomber struck in the district of Shangla, the fourth bloody attack in 8 days in Pakistan. Television images from the scene in the district that abuts the Swat Valley showed mayhem at the central square. Authorities, meanwhile, continue their investigation of the Taliban's ambush on the army's headquarters that kept the nation in thrall this weekend. Three more of the army commandos, who were part of the team that ended the siege, succumbed to their injuries today. They stormed a building where the militants had seized more than 40 hostages and freed 39. But 23 people, nine militants among them, died in the attack at the army headquarters. Police have reportedly arrested the owner of a house in Islamabad, said to have been used by the militants to plan the attack. Also in custody is the sole surviving militant, described as the ringleader of the weekend assault. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Senate Finance Committee is set to vote tomorrow on a 10-year, $829 billion health care plan. The insurance industry is sharply increasing its criticism of the plan. It says the legislation would shift costs to privately insured people, and this would raise the price of a typical policy by hundreds, possibly thousands of dollars a year. A spokesman for Committee Chairman Max Baucus disagrees with the health insurance industry's cost estimate. He says the study is seriously flawed because it does not take into account provisions that would lower the cost of coverage, such as tax credits to help people buy private insurance. The health insurance industry had until recently been behind the scenes working to shape the legislation. The alliance has become strained as legislation moves toward floor votes in Congress. On Wall Street, the Dow is up by 57 points. The Nasdaq is up by 14. This is NPR News. North Korea has fired five short-range missiles from a launch site on its east coast. That's according to a South Korean media report. The launch comes following official comments from North Korea that it wants better relations with its neighbors. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency quoted an unnamed government official as saying that the North had launched its short-range missiles from the Musudan-ni site in eastern Hamgyong province on Monday afternoon local time. The South Korean government has not confirmed the report, which added that the North designated a no-sail zone off its east coast from October 10th to 20th. It's not clear whether the launches are routine or whether there might be more launches coming up. On Saturday, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, who had just returned from Pyongyang, told Japanese and South Korean leaders that Pyongyang wanted to mend fences with their countries and with the U.S. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
There are differences among key Democrats about the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. The head of the Senate Intelligence Committee warns that the mission is in serious jeopardy. Senator Dianne Feinstein told ABC News that more troops are needed to turn the tide against an increasingly potent Taliban insurgency. But the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Carl Levin, believes in a more methodical approach that begins with crafting a new comprehensive strategy for Afghanistan. He told NBC's Meet the Press that now is not the time to send in any more troops into Afghanistan. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.